This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Bulletin. Latest data from the Multidimensional Poverty Index report launched by the Ghana Statistical Service shows that the employment status of the head of household have a direct impact on the status of poverty in a family, and government advice to keep momentum in debt exchange restructuring after International Monetary Fund hinted the country would receive $360 million fair tranche funding by the end of the month. And also, the Bank of Ghana has warned savings and loans companies to deepen corporate governance practices to remain accountable. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. My name is James Eshen. Now, let's settle for the details. And latest data from the Ghana the Chief of Government Statistician, Professor Samuel Kobneinim, has revealed that the educational and employment status of heads of
the real importance of employment and education characteristics of the head of household. One would say that this goes without saying, but if we really know that reducing unemployment would eventually help us bring down our multidimensional poverty index, then this is the right opportunity to do that. So these heads of household characteristics broadly have shown to influence the household status when it comes to multidimensional poverty.
Also in this afternoon's bulletin, back to the headlines, as the government have been advised to keep momentum in debt exchange restructuring after International Monetary Fund hinted the country would receive $360 million fair tranche funding by the end of this month. Let's now move to some other stories. And economist Courage Boti has stressed the need to maintain the momentum in keeping in meeting key benchmarks under the International Monetary Fund after the Bretton Woods institution said Ghana could receive $360 million fair tranche funding by the end of this month. Mr. Boti is of the view that the economy is already picking the positive signals given by the IMF, reflecting the marginal stability of the city in recent times. Speaking to Joy Business, he emphasized to work hard and conclude debt restructuring exercise with Eurobond holders also.
But yeah, it's a good step, and I think I touched on it earlier. So all of these are providing some positive vibes on the market. The initial fear for many was that will the 360 million come, given it's hinged on this MOU and all that? It looks like we're almost there in the home stretch now, and that's positive. It means the program is on track. It means the second review will be completed, and that gives some comfort to not only local investors, but also external investors. And I guess the Eurobond renegotiation or restructuring conversation can also progress on the back of that. And so it looks like things are taking shape gradually.
And that was economist Courage Boti there speaking. Still on the IMF, economist Professor Patrick Isumin has entreated government to speedily work at ensuring Ghana gets an agreement with its bilateral creditors on the debt restructuring before the end of the month.
It appears that we are getting towards the end of that process. Late last month, the finance ministry announced that the government has received a draft MOU. So you get a sense that we are now nearing the process. But yes, I think it's taken a little bit longer than many would have expected at the beginning of the year. The IMF put out the release earlier on when the SLA was done, the staff level agreement. It just put one condition, that we need to have an MOU with the bilateral partners. I think that's the only condition that was put there before we can go to the board. So,
You heard economist Professor Patrick Isumi. Now on to one of our headline stories. The Bank of Ghana is asking savings and loans companies to deepen their corporate governance practices to ensure accountability. According to the Governor, Dr. Ernest Addison, savings and loans companies should put measures in place to adapt to the new changes in the financial sector. Dr. Addison entreated these companies to collaborate with banks and telecommunication companies to use new technologies. He spoke at the 20th anniversary of the Opportunity Savings and Loans Company.
We urge other boards and managements of the savings and loans subsector to emulate the good corporate governance practices. The financial landscape will undoubtedly continue to evolve, and savings and loans companies should well be positioned to adapt and navigate these changes. Technological advancement has broadly shifted banking operations to digital platforms or mobile services. Savings and loan companies can therefore take advantage of these new platforms through collaboration with banks and telecommunication companies.
Dr. Ernest Addison is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Still on the banking sector, commercial banks are optimistic measures rolled out by the Bank of Ghana to turn around the debt losses incurred in 2023 will yield the desired result. The Bank of Ghana has assured that it will continue to enforce debt zero financing of government operations and be efficient with debt operations. John Ewa is the chief executive officer of the Ghana Association of Banks and was speaking on PM Express Business Edition, which airs this Thursday on Joy News at 9 p.m.
I'm not sure the research team in Bank of Ghana just comes out and says, this week, let's issue 10 billion. It is driven by the assessment of the system, assessment of liquidity levels, assessment of inflationary pressures, and say, how much of this liquidity do we want to mop up?
And that was John Ewades speaking on PM Express Business Edition. Now, Group Chief Executive of Ecobank, Jeremy Awori, has revealed that management are focusing on organic growth as a growth strategy for Ecobank Ghana following the planned exit of some banks from Africa and even moves by Societe Generale to review its operations, which could lead to sale of shares. Some have argued that Ecobank Ghana could move to take over these assets in Ghana, but he has maintained that they remain focused on growing their own banks. They could also consider this approach.
We're top five player in 22 markets. We're a leader in eight. We're top three in 15. Ghana, we want to really make sure we are the number one bank, and we are focusing on what we need to do there. I think what I would say is that, you know, when you're looking at acquisitions, you really have to look at how complex they're going to be. Integrating them into your bank is not always an easy exercise, and there has to be a strong case that it's going to actually accrete profits, and that process has to be gone through before arriving at an acquisition decision.
Group Chief Executive of Ecobank Group, Jeremy Awori, still on Ecobank. Now to Ecobank Ghana. As part of the bank's resolve to instill the habit of savings in their customers, has rewarded customers under its Ecobank Million Gang promo. At the first draw of the promotion, Head of Digital Sales at Ecobank Ghana, Regina Ofori, said the promotion is to reward consumers and help them navigate the difficult economic times.
We do that every time before mid of the year to say thank you, because we know that that time too, things are a bit hard. But we also believe that as we do that, we also use that as lessons for our customers as well. So it's also a way of encouraging our customers to also cultivate the habit of savings. And that's why we're saying that when you deposit the amount in your account, please let it stay for 7 days minimum, so that our customers also get into the habit of savings and keeping money, because that's the only way we can create wealth for ourselves and our customers as well.
Head of Digital Sales at Ecobank Ghana, Regina Ofori. Up next is your pension tip on MoneyLab.
Hello, welcome to today's edition of MoneyLab. My name is Nana Asantia Mwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our previous edition, we discussed withdrawals on the Tier 1 and the Tier 2 pension scheme in Ghana. Today, we'll talk about withdrawals on the Tier 3 pension scheme in Ghana. The pension scheme in Ghana is structured to provide a comprehensive retirement benefit system for all retirees. When it comes to withdrawals, the rules and regulations vary for each tier. The third tier consists of two sub-tiers, i.e. the Voluntary Provident Fund Scheme and the Personal Pension Scheme. Withdrawal rules of these tiers are more flexible, and they are designed to accommodate contributors' specific needs. Contributors can make partial or full withdrawals depending on the terms and conditions of the Voluntary Provident Fund or Personal Pension Schemes they are enrolled in. Thank you, and see you in our next edition.
that was your Money Lab for today by Nana Santia Mwaku, who is the head of consumer experience at Enterprise Trustees. That is the end of Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Now, before we go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them, winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be free monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Up next, Designation. I am James Chen. Good afternoon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.